Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
A survey being done by Amorok. The Equality Authority are suggesting to add a special inclusion on new grounds of family background, home address, housing, educational background and economic situation. A lot of people are saying, well, hold on, if somebody comes for a job and they have a different educational background to somebody else, well, then surely I have a right to judge them. Is that the whole purpose or principle behind interviewing people, particularly for a job? We'll get around to talking about that as well. Alan, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Alan?
Good, Niall, yourself?
Good. Alan, I think we naturally judge people all the time. It's part of human nature, isn't it, to judge? And maybe some of us are snobs or some of us just get through it. But should we bring it into law that we can't judge based on somebody's family background, educational background, type of housing or economic situation?
But Niall, you can't ask those questions anyway during an interview. So you can't ask that type of detail. So you can only look at where someone comes from, but you can't actually ask someone.
Well, if they unless they volunteer the information, of course.
Yeah, that's the volunteer, but you can't actually ask them.
But when you're in an interview situation, you know where the person lives because you'll have their address and their CV, right? But secondly, you know, I'm giving you the accent as well. So, you know, if somebody's inner city, they're going to have an inner city accent. If somebody has a different background, they might have a different accent. If somebody's from Killiney, they might have a more upper class accent. So people are generally judged.
I'm choosing John from Ballymun because he's going to be a harder worker. You know, that sounds like a pretentious clunker. there's a guy from Ballymun who's had a harder upbringing, whether it be Ballymun or anywhere else, will do more for you in the long run than someone who's coming in thinking they're up themselves because they're from a certain area.
Right, so they think they're privileged in some way.
Yeah.
And you think this guy will fight harder for his job and fight harder to be good?
He'll work harder and he's the type of guy that will go the extra 10% for you.
Okay, but should we have legislation that you can't discriminate against somebody based on their background or based on their accent or based on their educational... Well, I don't agree with the educational background because surely that's the whole point of an interview, that somebody has to have certain educational skills to get a job. So surely you can discriminate on educational background.
You can't ask some of those questions anyway. You can't...
Well, of course, you can ask somebody about their education. Absolutely.
Piece you can, because if you're going for a surgeon's job, let's say,
of course,
there's a medical insurance company in this country who was recently hiring people for a call center job, and they wanted people who were degree qualified working in call centers, which was ridiculous when you think about it. And that's not demeaning people in call centers.
That just comes across as snobbery, really, doesn't it?
That's what they were doing. But look, you can't. You take the person as the person that sits in front of you and answers the question.
Have you ever personally judged somebody based on their accent?
No,
or where they might be from.
So I've done a lot of recruitment, and no, we wouldn't. We never judge anyone. So we've taken people's roles who predominantly probably wouldn't be seen as the best people for the role, but you know what, 6 months down the line, they're actually a better fit because they're a harder worker.
What about previous criminal record? Say 10 years ago they were involved in a robbery or something like that. Previous criminal record. Would that be something that you would take into consideration if that information was available to you?
You would have to take it into consideration depending on what company or what industry you're working in. Because if you're working in an industry that has goods and services, does that tempt someone to go back that way? That's the thing. And it's probably a company policy you would actually have to look at that.
Yeah, because I know Alan Shatter brought in legislation back in 2013 to remove, you know, any criminal records you may have after a certain period of time, depending on the crime you committed, of course, to remove certain things. Because, of course, there are ways for companies to find out. See, nowadays what companies do, and you know as well as I do, Alan, somebody's gone for a job, they look on your Twitter account, they look on your Facebook account, and they refer...
Yeah, that's what they do. So what you say, and look, when you work for someone, you know it yourself, what you say on Twitter, and I come back to bite you.
I'd be in trouble, so...
Yeah, I know. I've recently tweeted you in trouble. But it's a matter of, you judge the person who's in front of you. That's what you judge. There's other stuff that they're trying to do. They're trying to force all this stuff on the people. And even what you read about Simon Harris, it's just ridiculous. This shows you the nonsense.
Well, I have to say, that tweet I've just seen by Simon Harris is the biggest note of nonsense I've ever read in my life.
But this is the way that I've hired people myself into certain roles who wouldn't be... Look at their CV. If you judge them on their CV, you wouldn't even have interviewed the person. But when the person sits in front of you, you can see in them that they're the person that wants the work, that will do the job, that will do the extra 10%.
Okay, let me just go to Donald very quickly before the break. Donald, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Donald?
How are you doing? I do believe it exists, but I don't believe we should bring in legislation because we have too much of it already. We have this gender equality, which is a joke as it is.
You know what I mean? Simon has just made it a bit of a joke there today, but go on, yeah.
Well, that's a discrimination straight off. Like my younger son there now went for a job with a large electrical company there lately now, and he didn't get the job. But we were told by other people that was interviewing for the job that so many women had to get the job. Now, I'm not saying that's why he didn't get it. Thousands of people went for it, and he just, you know.
But, yeah.
You know, that's part of it. And I also think that if you brought in this law, that's what people are going to say. People won't better them to say, oh, sure, I had no hope of getting the job because I'm from here or I'm from there. You know, Niall, I was brought up fairly rough, in a rough estate and everything else like that, but everyone can better themselves if they want to.
Yeah, well, I was the same. I mean, I came from Eadmore, but I remember even going out to a nightclub like Tamango and they'd ask you where you were coming from, and I'd lie. I'd say Raheny, because if I hadn't said Eadmore, I wouldn't have got in the door.
Yeah, but this is going on, and we have the same thing with the travellers' rights and everything else like that. You know, it's ridiculous.
Absolutely yeah, but ridiculous. Should if they legislate for it, well, then it gives those nightclubs or those jobs, you know. By the way, it's not just for jobs; it's for everything.
It would be impossible. Look what's going on. Look what's going on. Like if you turn away a traveller at your bar, you turn,
they'll sue you.
They'll sue you, and that's ridiculous. I think everyone.
Hang on. It's not ridiculous if you're refusing them just because they're a traveller.
Niall, if I walked into
because that's
a bar,
discrimination.
Niall, if I walked into a bar and the barman says to me, "I'm not serving you," fine. I say there's more pubs than churches. And I'd walk out the door and I'm gone. I wouldn't care. I honestly believe that a public house has the right to stop anyone they wish.
Okay, but do you believe an employer has the right to discriminate against you for family background, educational background, economic situation, type of housing you come from, or home address?
I believe if you advertise a job, you're the one that's given the job. It should be completely up to you.
Okay, well, listen, I've got to take a break. Stay there, Donald, if you want to. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. So you don't agree with discrimination, but you don't believe it should be in law, Donald, essentially.
No, because it would be impossible to bring in, and you're going to get this crack where people, if they didn't get the job, they're going to claim,
sue.
They're going to sue, I didn't get the job. And it would stop people from bettering themselves. Everybody can better themselves.
But there's certain things you can change. Like, yes, you can better yourself. And some of the most intelligent people I know have maybe a thick Dublin accent, for example, or a thick Cork accent. So you can maybe better yourself, but you can't. You can get elocution lessons, I suppose, but you can't really change who you are, where you come from, those kind of things. You can't change those things.
No, I'm sure you've listened to me on your radio station. I have a fine, good country accent, haven't I?
Yeah, good. You're a good thick country. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mean
thick in the sense of stupid. I mean thick accent. Yes.
You're thick of Dub, I know.
Yeah, but I'm from Dublin, so anybody outside Dublin to me has a country accent anyway.
You can't help yourself, no. But look at Niall. I've never handed in a CV in my life. Now, that's me. I have two sons. The two of them have two good jobs now. Like, and they've done it by just going out and getting the jobs and not giving up when they're turned down for a job.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hang on. Let me just go to Maria. Maria, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Maria?
How you doing,
Nine?
How are you?
You're involved in career guidance. Oh, no, you were told by your career guidance to change your address.
Yeah, I'm a classy bird from Finglas, you see.
Ah, right, a classy bird from Finglas.
Classy bird, all the birds from Finglas, very classy. But anyway.
Sounds very classy.
Well, at least you don't sound like the culture now. Stop it. Listen up here. So I was from Finglas South, and my friends would have been from Finglas East. So they all went off to college. I was the eldest, from the eldest of seven kids. So my dad was working, my mum wasn't working, so I couldn't go to college. Anyway, long story short, I applied for a job in a bank, and I went to the career guidance teacher, and she, in fairness to her, she was helping us out, and she said, look, why don't you just put down Glasnevin? And I said, but I don't live in Glasnevin. And she said, well, the girls in Finglas East are putting down Glasnevin. She said, they've discriminated against you. I'm telling you, you won't have an Airclee. I said, right, fair enough. So I went off and I thought about it. The more I thought about it, the more it got under my skin. And I said, look, no. People used to say to me, you don't have a Finglas accent. You say, well, I don't know really what that is, but how never.
What's a Finglas accent?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to tell me now.
All right, how is you?
Yeah, well, that's boring.
Daddy.
But listen, anyway, the crack was then, so I decided, no, I'm putting down Finglas out.
Right.
Sent it off, and I said, if I get called for the interview, sure, I'll sell myself. And that's what I did, and I got the job.
Right, okay. Okay. Good for you. Okay, but you are right. I was more or less told the same thing when I lived in Edenmore. I was told to say, you know, if anyone asks, you live in Raheny, right? Because it sounds nicer, it sounds posher. We all judge people. I mean, we do it every day. Unconsciously, we judge people. And it's probably a good thing and it can be a bad thing. Sometimes it's a bit over the top and it's a bit snobby. Or maybe you can just say we have standards. But in saying that, should we put it into law that you can't essentially judge people based on their educational background, economic situation? I don't get the educational background bit, to be honest with you. Because,
no.
Yeah, but surely if you're going for a job, your educational background is vital to the job.
Well, it should be paramount, really, first of all, that should get you even in the door.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
like if I only did me junior cert and somebody else has a college degree, well, surely the one with the college degree is going to get the job. I imagine so.
Yeah.
Depending on the job, of course.
Depending on the job.
Okay, so let's go back to my quick scenario, right? I've only got 40 seconds here. So two guys go for the job, John and Ballymun. All right, yeah, how are you doing? Yeah, I went to college, I did the sales degree. And then Mick comes in, or Michael from Killiney. Yes, my father, I went to Blackrock College and I did a sales degree. So who are you going to hire? Would you automatically hire Mick?
I wouldn't turn my back on the guy necessarily from Ballymun.
So the job is for customer service in a bank.
It's difficult to know.
See what I mean? If you're ringing
you
up,
might have a lot more qualities than anybody who has a degree. I'm not saying that people that have college degrees don't have it, but he might have the gift of the gab. He might be great with customers. He might be very friendly, approachable. The other guy that has, you know, Mr. Logidor or wherever he's from.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to have the same mannerisms. People may not take to him.
I mean, a lot of people say the same thing, and I certainly don't want to come across as being bad to people from Dublin because I'm from Dublin. But how would you feel if you ring up your bank and, you know, the person on the other end says, "All right, give us the force number of your PIN code there, will you?" I think people naturally have a little bit of hesitancy. And I know that sounds really bad, but they do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I just think it's people's nature. I don't think they mean anything by it, but sometimes.
Okay, should we put it into law that you can't do that? That Mick should be able to ask if you're a PIN code,
Johnny. Far, don't you?
Sorry.
Do you not think that's going a bit far?
Asking if you're a PIN code.
Where we come from, the world of common sense prevails in most situations.
I genuinely think common sense does prevail. When it comes to gender, I think we need to address that. Obviously, I think Simon Harris has gone way too far today in addressing it in the opposite way. But anyway, listen, Maria, thank you very much in Dole. I appreciate that. Somebody says, now, will you read out that tweet from Simon Harris again? Yeah. Where's it gone now? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Simon Harris said, today I'm making 6 appointments to university governing authorities, UCC, Maynooth and Trinity. I want to ensure more gender balance and diversity in leadership and sector. All 6 of my nominees are female. That's really going to ensure gender balance, isn't it?